for this festival, the most awaited Prerna festival of this month. You know the topic from email to email, the unique topic. So I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce the speaker for today's program. His name is Shikshashtang Prabhu. He was in Indian Air Force for 7 years. And he was also selected during his tenure as a fighter pilot and represented Indian Air Force in national level tennis championships. Then since 1994, he's preaching. He has taken this preaching moment and preaching throughout the country, being very expert and famous for his scientific presentation of Vedic philosophy. He's welcomed throughout the world, not only in Nasik many reputed colleges, but also the universities in abroad like Cambridge, New York University, Penn State University. He has been presenting the message to youth and also the congregation members over there. At present, he is one of the senior most members of the Temple Presidential Committee over here and the director of ISKCON Youth Forum. So I'd like to hand over to him now. And one more thing, if you have cell phones with you, I request you to kindly switch them off or turn them into silent mode. Hare Krishna.
अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरोन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धुर्जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
हरे कृष्णा. वंस अगेन वेरी हार्टी एंड वार्म वेलकम टू ऑल द पार्टिसिपेंट्स ऑफ दिस मंथ्स प्रेरणा. एंड ऑल ऑफ यू आर अवेयर ऑफ द टॉपिक विच वी हैव in front of us, from email to nemail. One time there was a man who saw a vacancy in Microsoft. All of you are aware of Microsoft in America, Seattle. And the vacancy was for a sweeper in Microsoft. But in Microsoft, although a sweeper, but still in Microsoft. So he went for the interview, even, you know, if you are going for the post of a sweeper over there, you have to undergo interview over there. So in the interview, he was asked that, what's your email ID? And he said, well, I don't have one. So they said, you don't have an email ID? And you have come for the post of a sweeper in Microsoft? Rejected. Then and there, he was rejected. So, rejected, dejected. Then he was just loitering, jobless. And it so happened that he started working in like a grocery store, you know, kirana dukan, like a grocery store. And over there, he found that in that grocery store, every day, there were some, you know, like rejected tomatoes every day. So the fresh tomatoes would be put up, you know, on the stands, but then there were the rejected ones. So then he started a business of those rejected tomatoes. And what was the business? He started to make tomato sauce and started providing to the Pizza Hut, you know, McDonald's, you know, for their pizzas. And like that, he started to grow as the story from rags to riches. And he started growing so much because at that point of time, you know, they were all these, you know, pizza makers were very much requiring tomato sauce, ready-made tomato sauce, you know, so that quickly they can make their pizzas. And here was the person first time providing, you know, upfront tomato sauce. So his business started to grow and grow and grow, so much so that now he had a big, huge factory just making these tomato sauces for these Pizza Huts and McDonald's and Subways and others. And he became a big business tycoon. So big that his name was flashed in, you know, the Business Week magazines. And he was now interviewed on television. And there were many in the audience, and the interviewer was asking questions. How did you, you know, your story from rags to riches, kindly explain, and he was going on. And then one from the audience, he asked that, can I have your email address so that I can be in touch with you? And he said, well, I don't have one. And then everyone was so surprised and amazed that you do not have an email address. And without an email address, you grew so big. Imagine if only you had an email address. And he said, yes, if only I had an email address, I would have remained a sweeper in Microsoft Office. So much so, just for an email. So over here, it's not that we are against sending emails. This invitation might have, you must have received an email for this, many of you. So what we are trying to begin with today's topic, is that in this fast-paced world, this electronic world, electronic mails, okay, everything has become electronic. Or we can say everything has become mechanized. So much so that nowadays when people, they converse with each other, the lingos which they use, it's all connected to the electronic media. Recently I was speaking to some students and we were making this point that how there are certain lingos which people use nowadays, like, you know, copy paste. Okay, so in their day-to-day life also it becomes like that. I like someone, download that person. These are the terms used. I don't like someone, delete. You know, or format. And I want to imitate someone, copy paste. You know, things like that. So I have some few slides that what this modern technology has brought us into, or, you know, made us into. Like over here, when the child was asked his name, he said, "My name was David, but that sounded too old-fashioned. So I just made it into DVD." And it's not a joke, but many times it happens like that. You know, the effect of the media. Like one person, he was, you know, as they call the movie buff. He was so much into watching movies that all through the day, his consciousness was all about movies and their titles and, you know, the storyline and the dialogues and the plots and the suspense and the tragedy, the comedy and all that. So, now this person is introducing his family. So how this person who is a movie buff will introduce his family? So he introduces, "Ye meri patni hai, khun bhari maang. Ye meri sali hai, phool bane angare. Ye meri saas hai, zakhmi aurat." "Ye mere sasur hain, do gad jameen ke niche." So, over here, when we come across that the media is definitely helping us, making our lives more convenient, comfortable. But then, see, what else happens? As over here, this lady is saying, "I want my husband to pay more attention to me." So have you got any perfume that smells like a computer? Because that is what he becomes most attracted. The state of the beggars nowadays, I am really getting worried about the increasing use of credit cards. Bechare, katore mein koi credit card to dalega nahi. To ye bhi kare to kya kare? "Sorry, we can't email your pizza as an attachment." We haven't become so high-tech that we can send that as an attachment. "And this was too much. Dear Andy, how have you been? Your mother and I are fine. We miss you. Please sign off your computer and come downstairs for something to eat." So, yes, we can say that our lives have become so convenient and, you know, so fast-paced that everything is at our fingertips nowadays. But when it comes to relationship, we cannot have relationship just having some gadgetry getting involved in between. When it comes to relationship, just like, you know, that particular slide of pizza. Somebody becomes hungry. It's not that, you know, all this machinery is going to feed our belly. There has to be something substantial, something to begin with edible. So when it comes to relationship also, and what to speak of relationship with God. even relationship in this material world with any other person, whether the person is our friend or family member, whoever, we have to go beyond just this mechanistic attitude or mechanistic lifestyle, and we have to become personal. So therefore, the topic which we have chosen for this prerana, that yes, emails are being sent at practically every microsecond, nanosecond, so many emails are being sent and received. But when it comes to having an interaction with God, a reciprocation with God, or sending our mails or whatever our feelings towards God, what kind of mail is required? So this is actually a church sign which I saw also in UK. Very interesting again. If you want to talk to Jesus, don't open your Gmail. Don't open your Yahoo. What? Get down on your knees and pray. That's called knee mail. So, when we speak of evolution of communication, okay? So yes, our communication systems have evolved over the years in such a wonderful manner. So, if I would ask you that, you know, the oldest form of communication, what the oldest form of communication used to be, how people used to communicate, you know, like in the bygone ages, as they say, how they used to communicate. Pigeons, kabutar ja, kabutar a, kabutar ko bhejte the. So pigeons used to be the media of communication. What else? Huh? Drums. How come? अच्छा अच्छा वो नगाड़े बजा बजा के जाते थे कि सुनो सुनो गांव वालों सुनो सुनो सारे प्रजा राजा का ये आह्वान है समथिंग लाइक दैट नगाड़े बजा के ओके एनीथिंग एल्स अ मैसेंजर ओके ओके या सेंडिंग अ मैसेंजर लाइक उसको बोलते थे दूत दूत बोलते थे संदेशवाहक या दूत या प्रेषक या इट्स इंटरेस्टिंग लाइक वन टाइम देयर वाज अ यूएन समिट एंड द हेड्स ऑफ मेनी कंट्रीज वर ऑल टुगेदर एंड दे वर लुकिंग इनटू यू नो हाउ द कंट्रीज हैव इवॉल्वड ओवर द इयर्स स्पेशली इन कनेक्शन विद कम्युनिकेशंस सो टिपिकल There were these three leaders, you know, the leader of US, United States of America, leader from Japan, and yes, our Mera Bharat Mahan from India was the leader. So the one from US, the president, he announced that how, you know, they dug up a certain province of their country and they dug up 200 meters. Into the earth, and what did they find? You know, like how they have the carbon dating, they find out the fossils, that how old were the fossils. So like that, they found out 200 meters below the earth, they found out that 250 years ago in that country, there were copper wires under the earth 200 meters down, which means the communication systems was present 250 years ago. They found copper wires. Then the Japanese, he said, that what about what you are speaking? Just listen to this. We dug up 300 meters and we found fiber optics. So our country was far more advanced. We were using fiber optics, that too 300 years ago. We bache hamare. So he said, oh, now what to say? He said, well, in our country, we dug up 500 meters into the earth. And everyone, wow, 500 meters. And what did you find? Nothing. So everyone laughed like that. He said, because we were having mobiles that time. So when we talk of evolution of communication, it is not simply on an external level that we can gauge that we have advanced as human beings, that we can communicate at such fast pace. Yes, the devices have enabled us to communicate at such fast pace. But what is the content of that communication? Nowadays you know what kinds of things people share through emails, forwards and texting, SMS and all that. You know, what is the quality of the content? So when we are talking about evolution of communication, we are not just talking about, you know, yes, I can just press few buttons and someone 10,000 miles away is receiving what I have just sent in just a minute or a second. Yeah, that of course, it shows the skill. The skill part is being seen. But as human beings, we are not simply supposed to have good, great skills. You know, talking about communication, if you know, like recently when I was having our 6-session course here at this temple, the Bhagavad Gita 6-session course, and one of the questions I asked that, what is the difference between animals and human beings? So one gentleman said, communication skills. We human beings, we are skilled at communicating. But then if you know that many of the animal species, they are so well adept with communication skills like dolphins. Dolphins can communicate with each other something with a, in a span of 300 miles underwater, mind it. Dolphins underwater can communicate more than 300 miles and without a cell phone. So it's not that like many of these rodents, you know, rats. You pick up a rat in India, you will be fed up that this rat you pick up and you throw some 10 kilometers away, and after a week again you will find the same place the rat has reached. Because this rat community, they have very high-tech networking system. Yeah, I'm not joking. So they send signals. Usko 10 kilometer dur pheka apne jaake, wahan se beech mein jitne sare unke samudaye ke चूहे हैं वो लोग सब रिपोर्ट एसएमएस भेजते हैं इधर इधर राइट टर्न लेफ्ट टर्न यहां पे आके वापस आपके किचन में आपके सामने अंडर योर नोज अगेन द सेम रैट ले कर ले क्या कर लेगा. सो व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट एवोल्यूशन ऑफ कम्युनिकेशन यस ऑल ऑफ दैट वी स्टडी telecommunications and become an engineer also, telecommunication engineers and engineering, our skills in communication. But herein, what we are discussing, my dear friends, we are discussing on a different plane. We are discussing evolution of communication, not just on the level of our expertise, but more than that. And we find that, yeah, many of the houses I have seen in the West, that they have all these ultra amenities, and most of these ultra amenities are enjoyed by the pet dogs at home. You know, the air conditioning system, the home theater, the communication systems and all of that. So again, and mostly they communicate only with their pet dogs over there. Hardly the family members have any intrapersonal relationship. And therefore, they have, as they say, they have big houses, huge mansions, but broken families inside. And the one person who is loved by most of the family members is the pet dog at home. And most of the communication which goes on, yes, they keep, you know, many of them, they keep conversing for hours with their animals, their pet animals. Because finally, we as human beings, we need to get into a relationship, a heart-to-heart relationship. And when we don't find, simply having sophisticated gadgets will not bring about that heart-to-heart relationship. For that, the heart has to come out and the heart has to relate. And this is something which we are trying to discuss tonight. Now, if I would ask you that what are the requirements for one to send a common email, which is happening practically at every nanosecond, what would you say? What are the requirements? To begin with, okay, you need a notebook, a machine, a laptop, a computer, a PC, okay? So you need this. Then you need the connectivity. Simply having a very sophisticated machine but no connectivity, what is the use of that? And then also you have to have a certain, your email account, whatever it might be. So now with all of this, then you find that, okay, I can send an email to someone or someone can send an email to me, and sending and receiving, then it goes on. So these are why I'm taking this, because then we are going to go into the Nemail and the requirements for Nemail. So if I would ask you, my dear friends over here, you must have understood a little bit about now, you all know about Gmails and your mails and everything, but to ask you about Nemails, what would you say? What must be the requirements for sending an email, of course, to whom? To God. What would be the requirements? You know, one time I asked this question to one of my friends. He said, we require knee. Yeah, of course. We require, you know, again, it's a gesture of what? When you're on your knees, it's not like in school, I guess, you know, kneel down means punishment. But herein, when we come in front of Lord and when we fold our hands and kneel down, get on our knees, as they say, in front of the Lord, what are we showing? We are showing humility. It's an act of humility. That yes, just like how, you know, a boyfriend proposes to a girlfriend on the knees with a ring. So on this day, I propose you, will you, ... So he has to take a humble position, because yes, that's going to be the future also. He has to be on his knees. So yeah, start practicing now. So humility. Now when we are talking about this word humility, many times we have made this point that hardly anyone nowadays even uses this word humility in their conversation. Humility, many people, humility, kya matlab hota hai? Phir Hindi mein unko batana padta hai, namrata. Achha, namrata. Then again they start thinking something else, namrata. As many people, you know, they come to temple for bhakti, puja, aarti, namrata. So herein, when we are talking about humility, I remember back in Bombay when I was preaching, this was 10th standard students, and I was teaching them value education. And one of the topics which I had taken was humility. And after an hour of lecture, there were some backbenchers creating some nuisance. Yeah, typical backbenchers. So two of them, I made them get up and I asked, so, okay, what are we discussing today? So one student said, he was totally petrified now, put on the spot. And he started to fumble because now, you know, he had to stand up and speak to the class that what are we discussing today. So, and he didn't know anything. He had no clue because all through the lecture he was having his own nuisance going on. So he said, sir, you were talking about humidity. Okay. I know Bombay is quite humid. So, and then, you know, the fellow backbencher who was also, you know, party to this nuisance. So I asked him, okay, you get up, you better tell to the class that what are we discussing. So he kind of assumed, assessed that, you know, his friend messed up. So he said, sir, you are talking about humanity. And then, for the first time, I got to know that only 10% in the class, they actually knew the meaning of humility. And the other, for the first time, they were hearing this word humility. So when, like how Jesus, he said that the meek shall inherit the earth, the meek and humble shall inherit the earth. So when we talk of humility, it is one of the rarest qualities, especially in this 21st century, in our scriptures, this Kali Yuga in which we are living is called the Iron Age. So in this Iron Age, to cultivate this quality of humility, which is the opposite of what? False pride, ahankar, abhiman. That is something all over the media, the billboards, the hoardings, the magazines you open, everyone is just talking about how just swell your chest in pride, walk and become a person on the top of everyone. So false pride is something which is flowing like water all over. But when we are talking about humility, you know, in our scriptures, a very beautiful example is given. A person might have so many other qualities, like, you know, we were talking about skills and character, okay? So humility comes in the category of character. And a person might have skills like, he might be well educated, you know, very brainy guy, you know, skillful in some sports or speaking skills or whatever, physical skills. So a person might be skillful, having all these qualities. And all these qualities, they are compared like the juice of a fruit, since the mango season has started. So let's take this example. Alfonso Mango. You all like? Acha lagta na? Mango? Aam? Acha lagta hai ki nahi? Okay. So mango. Now mango has so much of juice and fragrance, aroma, you know, that pulp inside. And what is that thing which is protecting all of that fragrant juice inside? The skin over it. Is it not? It's like God's natural packaging, you know, the original fruity. Okay. Just like fruity has, you know, such wonderful packaging, you know, the tetra pack, and you just poke it and you have the juicy, fruity, all that. So the original fruity is this mango, which has the, you know, original color, the fragrance, the sweetness, the taste and all of that. And on top of it, it is covered with the skin. And the skin, mostly, you don't even focus on the skin. When you have mango in your hand, what do? The first thing, you just start removing the skin and start enjoying the inside pulp. Is it not? So humility in a person is compared to the skin over that fruit or skin of that mango fruit. That person might have so many qualities, juicy qualities, fragrant qualities, aromatic qualities. But if that fruit doesn't have the skin over it, what will happen to all of that pulp? It'll dry. It'll dry up. Very soon, it'll get decomposed. So therefore, all those qualities which one has, if one has the skin of humility over that, then that particular person is a person who is having some substance in his existence. So the first requirement for the nimel is to become humble in front of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, this gesture of kneeling down, like, you know, in the churches, you will find Christians, they have, this, it's called pews, wherein when they have to go in front of the altar of the Lord, they have to kneel down. You can't just, you know, sit, but you have to kneel down. And, you know, that particular gesture of kneeling down invokes a kind of humble situation, humble position within your heart in front of the Lord. And automatically your hand, they fold and you start to send your mail through your humility in this particular posture. Then another requirement is honesty. Now you see, we can cheat anyone in this material world, but when it comes to God, no, we can never. So when it comes to God, if you really have to converse with Him or have Him receive your mail, it has to be honest. Like, since we have the image of a small child over here, this was a Christian family, and every Sunday they would go for the Sunday Mass in the church. And the little, you know, child of the family would look up to the parents, that the parents would kneel down and pray for a long time in front of Jesus. So one day the child asked the mother that, what do you do? You know, you kneel down and you fold your hands, and what are you doing? You keep murmuring something. And the mother was trying to explain to the child, you know, the science of prayers or the nimels. But the mother realized that the child is not so mature to understand the science of praying unto the Supreme Lord. So the mother said, see, when you come in front of the Lord, you just be honest, open your heart, and just speak out whatever is there in your heart, whatever you know. Be honest. And that is what is a prayer. So, you know, in a very simple language, the child was made to understand what is, you know, prayer all about. Honestly revealing your heart, opening your heart and speaking what's there in your heart. So now, the next Sunday, the child came alone. And what the child did, he took that position, he knelt down, folded his palms, and then he started to murmur something. And half an hour, 1 hour, couple of hours passed. And he was just going on and on and on. Now, how many of us we have experienced when we come to temple, you know, that sometimes, you know, we come like a rocket and go like, you know, a jet plane. Jali jali. In India, people, you know, I don't know from where they have come up with so many different kinds of gestures in front of the Lord. You know, it's all, they have cooked up, fabricated, you know, sometimes like this also. Like this, kaan pakadte hain, niche, upar uthak baithak. And sometimes they don't even know where the altar is. Idhar udhar dekhte rehte hain. Jo bhi dikh jaye, udhar shuru ho jate hain. So, this boy, He, for hours and hours, was murmuring. So the father of the church, he would see every week this boy is coming. And the father one day, as the boy was leaving, the father called the boy. The father asked that, "Son, I've been watching you past couple of weeks. What do you pray so much? For hours and hours, what do you pray?" And the little boy, he said, "Well, my mother said that you should just open your heart, whatever is there in your heart, you speak out in front of the Lord. So the only thing which I have learned up until now is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, until X, Y, Z. 26 alphabets. So the father, when he heard that, he just had a big laugh. He said, "For past couple of weeks, this is what you have been doing?" "Yeah, this is what my mother said, that whatever you know, whatever is there in your heart, you just speak out." So the father, earlier the father thought that he might be the next Messiah, you know, like Jesus might have sent. Simply A, B, C, D, kya bolta. And the father just, you know, laughed at it and left. That night, Jesus, he appeared in the dream of the father. And he said, "So, you think you laughed at the prayer of that little boy? And you think that your prayers which you offer with such choicest words are so superior that you are laughing at the prayer of that little boy?" And the father was totally terrified. And Jesus, at that point of time, he made an amazing revelation to this father. He said, "Anyways, what are your prayers? When you offer your prayers, it is nothing but combination of A, B, C, D. They are simply words. When you offer your prayers, like, you know, O Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name, give us this day our daily bread. These are the prayers which, you know, generally they offer in church. So, they are simply combination of what? Words. Words are combination of A, B, C, D. And Jesus said that your combination of these words in your prayers and alphabets, they do not come to 26. Even quantity wise, you are less than that boy. So when that little boy every week was just coming and reciting the 26 alphabets, he was doing it sincerely and honestly. So quantitatively, his prayers were more than yours. And definitely qualitatively, because he was doing with so much of honesty. And I was receiving his utterance of 26 alphabets. I was receiving it as one of the most choicest, composed, sweet poetries and prayers anyone has offered me up until now. So herein, the second ingredient which we require for our email to be sent unto the Supreme Lord is honesty. And yes, of course, the third ingredient is faith. Just like when you send an email, you have faith. You click the send button. You have, say, opened your Gmail account and you have entered into, and then you type your mail, and then you click on the send button, and it is a sending, sending, sending. Your message has been sent. So you have faith. Ha, chala gaya. Message chala gaya. Hai na? Faith hai na? But have you checked from the other person? Usko mila ki nahi? No, you haven't checked, but you have faith. So faith is another important ingredient. In fact, when it comes to, you know, sending mails to God, this is one of the most, again, important ingredients. Faith in the person whom you are sending your prayers, your heartfelt feelings. Again, one time in a village which was affected with famine and drought, akal pada hua tha, barish nahi aa rahi thi. Bahut varshon se barish nahi, sare kisan pareshan. To वहां के जो मुखिया उन्होंने एक साधु महात्मा को कहा कि आप आइए कुछ यहाँ पे कीजिए, यहाँ पे पानी नहीं बरस रहा, अकाल पड़ा हुआ है इतने वर्षों से। तो साधु महात्मा इन्होंने कहा कि पूरे गांव वालों को बुलाओ और हम लोग हरिनाम संकीर्तन करेंगे, और हरिनाम संकीर्तन करेंगे घंटों घंटों, और अवश्य ही यहां पर वर्षा की वृष्टि होगी। सो एवरीवन वाज टोल्ड एंड वाज अनाउंस्ड दैट एवरी द होल विलेज हैज टू असेंबल। सो एवरीवन केम एंड देयर वाज वन लिटिल बॉय, व्हेन ही लेफ्ट द हाउस, व्हेन ही वाज टोल्ड दैट वी आर गोइंग टू परफॉर्म संकीर्तन, द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड, टू इन्वोक द लॉर्ड टू शावर रेन्स in our village. So this little boy, when he left the house, he left with an umbrella. And when everyone asked, ki ye kya leke chal raha hai? So he said that, अरे भाई, आप लोग बोल रहे हैं कि हम लोग हरिनाम संकीर्तन करने के लिए जा रहे हैं, और क्यों हरिनाम संकीर्तन कर रहे हैं? कि भगवान बारिश बरसाएंगे। तो बारिश बरसाएंगे तो फिर छतरी तो होनी चाहिए ना। So although everyone was very much amused and they kind of giggled at the little boy's innocence. Chota hai, masoom bachcha hai, janta nahi jada, chhatri leke ja raha. But that sage, he said that of all people, if God will listen to, he will listen to only that little boy's prayer. Because that little boy, he had such implicit faith that he came with an umbrella, that definitely the Lord is going to listen to my prayer, will reciprocate to my mail, and will send the rains. So this is called faith. And unless we have that implicit faith into the Supreme Lord, our knee mail will be simply theoretical or superficial. So these are the three ingredients for us to send our knee mail unto the Supreme Lord. First is humility, second is honesty, third is faith. Now about faith, the problem in this material world is with many that they have doubt in their faith and faith in their doubt. Especially when it comes to God. Pata nahi कितने सालों से मैं इसी मंदिर में जा रहा हूँ, घंटी भी बजा रहा हूँ, टीका भी लगा रहा हूँ, प्रसाद भी ले रहा हूँ, चढ़ा भी रहा हूँ, पता नहीं कितना नारियल चढ़ा दिया अभी तक, लेकिन फिर भी पता नहीं वो है कि नहीं, कुछ हो रहा है कि नहीं, वो सुन रहे कि नहीं, बिजी हैं होंगे शायद, इतना बड़ा सृष्टि चला रहे हैं तो सुनाई दे रहा है कि नहीं, मैं क्या बोल रहा हूँ। सो वी कम टू टेम्पल, yes, in India, coming to temple is like jana chahiye, mandir jana chahiye, Ram Navami hai kal, Krishna Janmashtami, fir Shivratri, mandir jana chahiye, mandir nahi jayenge, pata nahi kya ho jaye, jaate raho, udhar bhi hajri lagate raho, sab jagah pe hajri lagate raho, kahin kisi se koi bair mat rakho, jahan par bhi ho, kaam jahan banta hai chalte raho. So this is called doubt in faith and faith in doubt. That yes, I will kneel down. एक ही घुटना रखूंगा, एक ही घुटना रखा है इसने. My knee mail will be just with one knee, but the other one, कि कल ही मैंने खरीदा बाटा शोरूम से. So our faith is on such shaky platforms. So if the premise on which we come in front of the Lord is so much, as they say, like a person who is a doubting Thomas. Have you heard of this term? A doubting Thomas. That's so much of doubts. So therefore the prayers are also then mixed and tinged with all of that. And nowadays, what are the kinds of prayers which people come in front of the Lord and when they offer? We are talking about honesty, humility, having sincerity, implicit faith. But nowadays, what kind of prayers people offer? Like Nasik, you know, we have Kumbh Mela. So, one person in Kumbh Mela was praying, "Hey Prabhu, Nyay Karo. हे प्रभु न्याय करो। हमेशा भाई भाई बिछड़ते हैं, कभी कभी पत्नी और पति पर भी ट्राई किया करो। सो नाउ अगेन वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट प्रेयर्स ऑन अ लेवल विच इज गोइंग टू गिव अस यू नो दैट कनेक्शन विद द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड which is so sublime, which is so transcendental. And therefore, it has to have the foundation of implicit faith, honesty, and humility. So, let's now get into the second part of our discussion, that what is the power of this nimel, or power of prayers. So, we have some quotes in front of us. Prayers are the expressions of the content of one's heart. Meditation is when you listen to God. Prayer is when you talk to God. So it's like, you know, in any email interaction, you have the sender and the receiver. Okay. So herein, when we come and when we meditate, when we think of the Supreme Lord, so that is like what's happening is the Supreme Lord reveals in our meditation. So he's, you know, like sending the mail. Okay. And then when we start offering prayers unto the Supreme Lord, then we are replying to the revelation which we have received. So it's very nicely quoted over here that meditation is when you listen to God and prayer is when you talk to God. It is said that everything is pre-written. But with prayers, they can be rewritten. And anything which you rewrite, you will always make sure that you don't make the same mistake again which you had made earlier. So what prayers they do, they take you back into your destiny and they rewrite your destiny. And that is such a wonderful thing about prayers. What else we have? In quotes, prayer should not be the spare wheel of the vehicle of our life, stepney. Rather, it should be the steering wheel. कि ये नहीं कि जब exam में fail हो गए या फिर result आने वाला है उसी समय जाके अब puncture हो गया है सब कुछ गाड़ी पूरी puncture हो गई अब जाओ मंदिर में. No, it should be the steering wheel of one's life. Why it should be the steering wheel? As mentioned over here, 7 days might make 1 week, but 7 days without prayers makes one W-E-A-K, makes one spiritually weak. So it's why, because we'll be discussing that it's an acknowledgement. It's a sense of gratitude which we are offering unto the Supreme Lord for the bountiful things which we are receiving and he's been offering us since time immemorial without even questioning or expecting anything from us. So therefore, it has to be not just a duty, but it has to be something which comes from the heart. So these are the four types of prayers which are recommended in our scriptures through which, like how an email has, you know, the subjects. So similarly, these are the subjects for the nimel. So the first is prayers of forgiveness. Not that we forgive God, but asking for forgiveness. Make sure this. Everything has to be made sure. Then prayers of gratitude. Kritagyata. Gratitude. Prayers of glorification. We glorify the qualities of the Supreme Lord and what the Supreme Lord has done for us. And ultimately, prayers for benediction. benediction of what kind? Benediction which will help us to develop that loving feelings for the Supreme Lord. Now, when we talk about forgiveness, as it is mentioned, man gets, and still forgets. Whereas God gives, and still forgives. So, herein, when we come in front of the Supreme Lord and ask for forgiveness, the first thing our acharyas, they explain that what have we done that we are asking for forgiveness? We have forgotten Him. We have forgotten our Supreme Merciful Father. So that forgetfulness and forgotten, very consciously wanting to forget, willingly, therefore it is called willing disobedience or willing forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord. And all these programs which we are conducting, like Prerana and other festivals over here in the temple, what Prabhupada started this ISKCON movement, is nothing but, you know, like how, you know, in a Mela, or like again Kumbh Mela, you have, you know, lost and found department, Khoya Paya Kendra, you know. So similarly, this entire material world is like lost and found. We have been lost in this material world in forgetfulness, just like small children when they get lost in some Mela, and they are looking for their parents, and you know they keep, you know, tucking at the shirt or the sari. Is it my mummy? Is it my daddy? And they are trying to find out where are my parents. So similarly, we are all looking, whatever we are doing in any species, we are looking for our real parents. And therefore, in the lost and found department or that lost and found booth, what is happening is announcements. Hai na? Ye bachcha apne aap ko pappu bol raha hai. पप्पू के माता पिता जहां पर भी हो, पप्पू ने पिंक चड्डी पहनी हुई है, पप्पू ने ये, तो जो भी माता पिता हो ये आ जाए. मेनी टाइम्स यू नो व्हेन पेरेंट्स दे टेक देयर चिल्ड्रन फॉर दिस बिग मेलास, व्हाट दे डू इज दे हैव द होम एड्रेस, उनका होम एड्रेस पप्पू के शर्ट में पहले से डाल देते. तो पप्पू अगर खो भी जाए तो उसके जेब में से वो होम एड्रेस निकल जाएगा और कोई ना कोई पहुंचा देगा. इन कलयुगा द सॉरोफुल स्टेट नाउडेज इज दैट मेनी टाइम्स द चिल्ड्रन दे टेक देयर पेरेंट्स टू कुंभ मेला, तीर्थ यात्रा करने आपको ले जा रहे हैं और छोड़ देते हैं उनको, एंड दे आर देन एब्सोल्युटली लॉस्ट. सो व्हाट हैपेंस, लॉस्ट एंड फाउंड बूथ, देयर इज कॉन्स्टेंट अनाउंसमेंट बीइंग मेड. So what Srila Prabhupada has done through this ISKCON movement is, he has sent his messengers and his preachers with the speaker and microphone and announcing that so many conditioned living entities have been lost. And here are the parents. Who are the parents? We have Shishi Radha, Madan Gopal ji. Here are our real parents. So please come and come to your real home. As Prabhupada used to say, go back home, back to Godhead. So the announcement, all this, you know, we are talking about the Gita, the Bhagavad, the preaching, the hearing, the chanting, all of this, what's going on? All of this hearing and chanting is like the announcement on this lost and found booth. And somehow we are trying to, you know, get connected and find our real parents, which is Shishi Radha and Krishna. So begging for forgiveness for being forgetful of the Supreme Lord. Then the second prayer is prayers of gratitude. Gratitude shows one's attitude towards God's magnitude. Now, all around us, we keep observing Krishna's magnitude, is it not? Even like in this summer season, what is one thing which practically every 5 minutes or 15 minutes you keep hankering for? Water. Is it not? Now, what is this water, this element? You take any damn brainy scientist and ask that, can you, you know, manufacture that? Yeah, they can mix H2O, but they have not manufactured that. They have got it from nature. So this element water, just taking water, as Krishna says in the Gita, rasoham apsu kaunteya, just drinking water, you can understand the taste of water. Krishna says, I am that taste in that water, which quenches the thirst. You may have Pepsi, Coke or whatever artificially made beverages, but what ultimately will quench one's thirst is this element which is given by God Himself. So we are beginning to understand the magnitude of this enormous God with such simple examples. And what to speak of how we are sustained at every moment in every species by Him. So what should be the natural, emotion within us? The emotion of gratitude. That yes, this should be our attitude. That when we come in front of the Lord, even if we don't come in front of the Lord physically, but it should be always there in our consciousness that yes, it is you who, because of whom I am now surviving and thriving in whatever I am. So this is the prayer which one should offer when we are in front of the Lord. One of the knee mails. Then prayers of glorification. That God has His supreme abundant qualities. Like tomorrow we are celebrating Ram Navami. Lord Ram, one of the incarnations of the Supreme Lord, having such impeccable qualities. So on such festival days, and we are in this holy land of Nasik, such festival days, we glorify the qualities of a person and make that person as our role model. Not just any Tom, Dick and Harry who has, first of all, no skills as compared to God. What to speak of character? So herein, we are talking about like the personality of Lord Ram, who is so skillful as far as the qualities are concerned and who is one of the persons who has impeccable character, what he demonstrated in his incarnation as Lord Ram. So glorifying, what is glorification? Prayers of glorification, stuti, which means we glorify these qualities of the Supreme Lord. And by glorifying, we are actually reciprocating with the Supreme Lord. This is another form of nimel. Then the fourth is asking for some benediction. But not asking for some mundane, material benediction. That dhanam dehi, putram dehi, janam dehi, iPhone devi, TV dehi, this dehi, that dehi. Not this. Like one girl, she went to the temple and she was asking the Lord, Bhagavan, mujhe ek padha likha, samajhdar, sushil boyfriend dena. Bhagavan thoda gussa ho gaye. Bhagavan bole, kyun apna bhi time aur mera bhi time khota kar rahi hai? Kya hai? वो रोने लग गई. अरे मैंने तो खाली एक समझदार पढ़ा लिखा सुशील बॉयफ्रेंड मांगा. तो रोने लग गई. तो भगवान बोले, रोने की जरूरत नहीं है. लॉजिक ये है कि समझदार पढ़ा लिखा सुशील बॉयफ्रेंड कभी गर्लफ्रेंड नहीं बनाएगा. इसलिए भगवान बोले, तेरा और मेरा दोनों का टाइम खोटा मत कर. सो व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट प्रेयर्स ऑफ बेनेडिक्शन एज अगेन वी हैव पर्सनालिटीज लाइक प्रहलाद महाराज. प्रहलाद महाराज हु वाज अगेन वी कैन से द यंगेस्ट यूथ. ही वाज ओनली 5 years old एक्चुअली. And he has taught us that what should be the quality and content of our prayer. So he is asking Lord Narsimhadev. Lord Narsimhadev is, like an open offer. Prahlad, ask whatever you want. And Prahlad is asking, I am not a businessman, my dear Lord, that I have worshipped you so that I can get something from you. No. In fact, Prahlad went to that extent that he said, if you really want to benedict me, my dear Lord, then deliver my demoniac father Hiranyakashipu. Now Hiranyakashipu was the one who was wanting to kill Prahlad. Not the Hiranyakashipu. Someone might think, finally to pita hi hai na, to attachment to tha hi na, material attachment. People even go to that extent. Ki Prahlad ne apne pita ke bare mein manga na. No, Prahlad went further and he told Lord Narasimhadev that let all the sinners of this material world who are performing sin at every moment and are cutting their ticket and going to hell, I want to stop their voyage to hell. Let them go to their spiritual world and you give the sins and the credits of their sins to me. Let me go for eternity to hell on their behalf and let them go to your spiritual abode. This is my only prayer. This is Prahlad Maharaj. And this is called the real selfless prayer or the real selfless nimel which a pure devotee he sends to the Supreme Lord. So this is the fourth kind of prayer, prayers of benediction. Yeah, in fact, forgot to mention about this example. This again comes in the episode of Lord Narasimhadev in the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj's prayers. That herein it is said that asking for mundane benediction is like trying to decorate the reflection. It's a very significant example. That you have a mirror, you see your reflection in the mirror. If you want that your reflection in the mirror should be decorated, what you have to do? You can't enter into the mirror or reflection ko jaake powder lagaoge. You decorate yourself. So the more you decorate yourself, more to that extent the reflection will get decorated. Is it not? Similarly, so therefore, we are like the reflection of God. We are the reflection of Krishna. Even the Christian tradition, they say that man is made in the image of God. So we are the reflection, and if we really want to get decorated, what we have to do? We have to decorate the Supreme Lord, because we are the reflection of the Supreme Lord. So the more we decorate, and how do we decorate the Supreme Lord? We decorate the Supreme Lord through our prayers, through our nimels, through our feelings, emotions, our surrender. And that's how in return the Lord makes us decorated, because we are the reflection. Now, there are certain laws behind these nimels or the prayers which one offers to the Supreme Lord. The first is law of gravitation. What is law of gravitation? Anything you throw up falls down. So in offering prayers, the law of gravitation means when you kneel down, you take a humble position and you gravitate, which means you take a humble, low or lowly situation in order to offer your nimel. So that is called the law of gravitation. The more we consider ourselves meek, humble and low, the more we can get the connectivity to the Supreme Lord. As they say, unlike poles attract each other. Yeah, you know this? Unlike poles attract each other. So the Lord is supremely Mahan and we are supremely Lahan. So if we also try to become Mahan, then what happens? Like poles repel each other. So the law of gravitation is that in prayer, we try to gravitate down. And then what happens? The next law works. The law of levitation. What is levitation in yoga? Levitation means you rise from the ground. So when we honestly take a humble position, then the Lord brings us up. And that is his yogic power. That's called levitation. And once that takes place, then through that levitation, then we can reciprocate with the Supreme Lord. Not that we want to become big, but when the Lord brings us on a certain level to reciprocate, then the third law is the law of reciprocation. And the fourth law is the law of unification. Then, yes, you know, like you know, in emails you have, you know, your friends list, you know. So like that, you the Lord then puts you in His list. And then the real unification and reciprocation that takes place. So much so that in Bhakti Yoga, the ultimate law is the law of subjugation, that the Supreme Lord becomes subjugated in front of the devotee, like we have Lord Krishna. So when Lord Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, gopis, gopas and others, their love, their nimels were so much full of, you know, purity and feelings and emotions that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He felt subjugated by their love. So this is very esoteric and ultimate law when it comes to the laws of prayers, that it begins with gravitation, then levitation, then reciprocation, unification. So much so that through bhakti we can conquer. Only bhakti can conquer the Supreme Lord, that the Supreme Lord can be subjugated by the loving feelings. Family laws herein, you know, again, this is a quote from the Bible. A family that prays together stays together. Again, it's not just one person sending the emails and the others are having their own gala time in this material world, but the family coming together and praying together. Further, it says a family that sings together clings together. But singing what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So a family that sings together clings together. A family that dines together shines together. A family that dances together advances together. And finally, a family that preaches together reaches the spiritual world together. So herein we find what a family should be doing. Now, here is the episode of Gajendra Moksha. Many of you might have heard the story of Gajendra Moksha, who was an elephant, the king, not just an elephant, but king of all the elephants. And here is, we see that when he was caught by a crocodile, a deadly, vicious crocodile. So Gajendra, at that point of time, forget about getting on his knees were caught by this crocodile. So what knee mail would he be sending at that particular point of time? So Gajendra, again, it's not just on a physical level, but from his heart, when Gajendra, he plucked that lotus flower from the pond when he was in the pond and caught by this crocodile. And he offered that lotus flower. And along with that lotus flower, when he offered his sincere prayers, prayers of forgiveness, all those which we discussed, the four kinds of prayers, prayers of forgiveness. The second was gratitude. The third was glorification. And then prayers of benediction. So these four categories of prayers, when Gajendra offered along with that lotus flower, although his knee was being caught, his entire foot was being caught by this crocodile and he was eating away. In fact, life airs were being eaten away by this crocodile. That point of time, when he offered these prayers and this knee mail unto the Supreme Lord, as we see, he came flying on his Garuda. Within a moment, he reached for the Supreme Lord to come in a moment, because he is, you know, his reciprocation through any kind of communication is the fastest. You know, we may have our fastest, you know, email kind of configuration in our communication system, but when the Lord wants to reciprocate with anyone who sends the mails to him, it is so instant that herein, when Gajendra, he uttered the name of the Supreme Lord, and before he could finish uttering the name, like if he might have said Narayan, so before the word Narayan he finished uttering, the Supreme Narayan appeared to save. That was the you know, the enthusiasm, or you can say that the feeling of Gajendra, which, you know, invoked, summoned the Supreme Lord through his wonderful prayers. Here is an interesting story, the story of Push, a man who was a staunch believer in God, would pray, devoutly worship the Supreme Lord. So once in his prayers, God spoke back to him. And God said that I am very happy that every day you pray unto me so fervently. So I want you to do something now. And he was like so excited that finally the Lord is speaking back to me. And he's wanting me to do something. What is it? God said, you just go out of your house. There is a hill in front of your house. And on that hill, there is a big rock. Go and push that rock. Now, he was a little bewildered in the beginning that what kind of a project is this? And how will it benefit anyone? Go and push this rock. Okay, God has asked me. So no questions asked. Let me go. So he went and he started pushing this huge boulder. And he pushed and he pushed and he pushed and he pushed. One day in, day out, day after day, week after week, month after month, 3 months continuously. But this huge boulder, this stone was so heavy that it wouldn't even budge an inch. And he was totally frustrated that what kind of project the Lord has given, that it's not even moving, budging an inch. So after 3 months, he came in front of the Lord and he was like kind of a little upset. He said, what have you asked me to do? First of all, I was having little doubts about, you asked me to move that stone and it was such a huge boulder, and I knew that there has to be some catch here, because you have asked, you must have put so much of weight in that stone. What has happened? What good did I get by this 3 months of trying to move that stone? I didn't even move it for an inch. And then God spoke again. God said, look at you. Remove your shirt and go in front of the mirror. Look at your shoulders. Your shoulders have become so strong. Look at your arms. Your arms have become so solid and formidable. Look at your biceps. Look at, the stamina which you have acquired in these 3 months. And this is what I wanted it to happen in your life. And remember, you have changed your words. You have changed my words, in fact. I asked you to push. I never asked you to move the stone. If you remember, 3 months ago, I only asked you to push this boulder. I never expected that you should move it from its place. You are only supposed to push from your side. And now you see that the benefits which you have got. And therefore, the man understood. But this push was actually an acronym. P-U-S-H. What it stands for, again, pray until something happens. And don't expect that it will happen according to my whims and fancies. Many times we come in front of the Supreme Lord and we pray and we have our own definition of what I want from the Supreme Lord. But the Supreme Lord is like our Supreme Father, who gives us what we need and not what we want always. So, from this story of trying to push this boulder or this rock, what God, he made us all understand is, as they say, that God sees not the result. Man sees the result, God sees the effort. The man was trying to see the result. I couldn't even move it for an inch. So man sees the result, God sees the effort. Man sees the lips, but God sees the heart. And therefore, if we are trying to send an email to the Supreme Lord, we have to understand that He sees through our heart, our intentions, our character, our motivations, our sincerity, our honesty, our humility, our faith. These are the ingredients by which, or these are the contents which we should be having in our email. So now, finally, the take-home message, as they say. The take-home message or the science behind emails. If Lord Krishna answers your prayers, that means He's increasing your faith. Okay? If He delays to answer, that means He's teaching you patience. Another good quality. And if He doesn't answer your prayer, that means He knows that you can handle it. So, in any case, when we connect ourselves with the Supreme Lord, in any case, what happens is we get benefited. Yes, the process might appear to be a little gradual. And as it's mentioned over here, it's considered to be a little gradual, like the process of Krishna consciousness. You're all, many of you come over here regularly, many of you are chanting, attending the programs, following the principles, and the process might take a while because the intensity of our disease of forgetfulness of Krishna is so deep. And therefore, we have to be, as in a hospital also, why the patient is called patient? Because he has to have patience. He has to have patience that the treatment which is being put on me, that treatment is definitely going to work. And it is, the symptoms are coming up. So the very fact that so many of you have gathered this evening to know about the subject matter on a Saturday evening, wherein you had so many other options, but you came over here to understand, let us find out that how to send an email. We all are well versed how to send emails. But herein, what we teach is how to send emails. And herein, we just got a gist of it, that as we walk out of this room, that what we have to do to send now everyday emails to the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord is so merciful that He has already opened an account for us. Okay? He has already opened the account for us. And, you know, you have the username, password. Okay? So, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with the username, password, and that is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So don't just email, but send emails. So much so that even this happens to your jeans pant. But finally, make sure that your heart, your feelings, your very life, as Jesus, He also prayed that the ultimate commandment is to love thy God with all thy might, with all thy soul. So that is the, you know, supreme mission of this human form of life, that we give ourselves completely. And remember the story of Push, that keep praying, keep sending your emails, keep praying until something happens. And definitely not just something. But if we are sincere, if we are honest, if we are humble, if we have implicit faith, not just something, but everything what we really need for the ultimate benefit and perfection of a human form of life is going to happen. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.